Well, good evening, gentlemen, and how are you tonight? Now, this video is in kind of response of a video somebody put on. I think how you say his name is Drums McBashington, I think. Anyway, I'll put a link to his video down below. And it's about a man, an old judge, who's been married 51 years. And of course he has some children, and now they have some children too, which is grandchildren for him. But it sounds like he may have some trouble with his kidney or something, so they did some tests to see who could be a donor in his family. And of course, they tested his children. And only then did he find out that the children weren't his. Can you imagine how this old man feels? That his whole life has been a lie. And that the femon he's been with for 51 years has kept the truth from him all that time. And it's only because of an accident that he's found out. But this does happen a lot. Males find out by accident. Maybe the children check their ancestry with DNA tests. More generally, some medical problem. It hardly ever is found out and told the truth by the femon. And that means that this man could live his whole life and die without knowing the truth. Just take a moment and think how moralless these femons must be, to not only lie to this man she's married to for all that time, but lie to the children and the grandchildren as well. You see, femons are always on about men cheaters, and it's always the men generally that cheat, but that's just smoke and mirrors, to take the spotlight away from them. Generally speaking, a femon who has a long-term relationship with a male will have satellites. That's other males she keeps in contact with, and will use them when they're needed. Same goes for married femons. They have satellites too. And they are the ones that are the bigger cheaters, and have been since more or less the beginning of time. Generally, men will get caught out because they feel guilty. But femons have no problem. They never feel guilty. They can sleep with a man in the afternoon and then come home to the marriage house and sleep with her husband that night. It does show you how much disrespect femons have for their husbands and their boyfriends, and males in general. Now in the UK there's a DNA test, a home test, that's £99 and is almost 100% accurate. You just take a swab of inside the cheek of the father and the child, which is painless and takes a couple of seconds. Then you send it off. That's all there is to it. Now, there was a spate in the US where they did DNA tests. Guys got it done. But in one state, they banned it. Because in one town in that state, one-third of the men found out the children weren't theirs. And they said they're not paying for a child that isn't theirs. So who had to pay? The state. From what all we've seen of the nature of a femon, why do we take their word for it that the child is ours? But for thousands of years they have. A lot of femons today are deceivers, liars, scammers. And their word is the last word you should take. I just wonder how many men are out there right now of taking care of children that aren't his. So get a DNA test done, guys. Otherwise, you could be like this old judge, 51 years, and finally finds out the children aren't his. And that means his grandchildren aren't really his either. And on top of that, he's got health issues as well. Then, of course, he's talking about getting a divorce. Like I said before, DNA testing should be mandatory for every birth. At the moment, femons just write down any old name they want to, as the father. Probably the one with the best prospects, or most money. It really is a silent pandemic. I know some guys say, oh, I trust my femon 100%. Well, if you do, then getting the test will just prove your trust, won't it? Thank you for your time. Take it easy.